All of mankind lives under the judgment of God, who must respond to our sinful condition not with an emotion or a capriciousness, but from what sourced from his very essence, his very being. God's judgment is not only eschatological when we come and meet God one way or the other, face to face, but in fact, is something that we deal with day after day as we're confronted with the mirror of the law and the consequences of our own decisions. A politician died and he went to heaven. And he came into the pearly gates and St. Peter greeted him and he said, "Let me in, let me in." St. Peter said, "Wait a minute, the Lord has said that you have to spend one day in hell and then one day in heaven. And then you have to make a choice. Where do you prefer to be?" So he descends into hell and he sees all his friends there and they're having a great time. They go out and play around the golf, they go into the 19th hole and they're partying all night and just having a great time of it. As soon as time to go up to heaven, he goes there and they're singing psalms, waving those palm branches. Kind of dull, he thinks. Well, that day suddenly ends and St. Peter says, "Where do you want to go now? What is your choice? Heaven or hell?" And he says, "Well, St. Peter, you know, it's kind of quiet around here, and I had a great time down there with all my friends." He said, "That's your decision. Down you go." Now he sees his friends with oozing sores being whipped by Satan and all the rest, and the horror of the pangs of hell kind of encapsulate him. And he goes over to Satan himself, and he says, "What is this? Yesterday I was down here, and it was a wonderful time." He said, "Yes, when you were here before, we were only campaigning. Today, you had your vote." Politicians make those decisions all the time. That discernment is so important in Jesus' words when he says, "Judge not." I think this is probably one of the most misapplied scriptural passages that we can possibly come across. It's terribly misunderstood and misapplied. Get into a discussion on religion, no matter where you may be, and on whatever topic, is certainly as pastors are soon to be, knowing that you must have a firm judgment on certain items, you're likely to hear this very verse quoted to you word for word. They may not know anything about, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," but they know this: "Judge not, lest you be judged." You go into your parish, your first parish maybe, and your own motivations might in fact be well questioned. And you may be tempted as well to do the same to others. You sit in class and the professor says something you don't quite understand, but you certainly disagree with. And that eighth commandment, I know, I've been there, is torn asunder in the student comments. Understanding is often the key that we have learned in our own synod as it's been torn asunder by various controversies over what amount to often nothing more than adiaphora. Even our own leaders here at the seminary have been criticized by those without understanding of the larger picture and the plan. How about you? Have you ever heard something and snapped to a judgment immediately? Or have you ever been crushed by those who oppose you without understanding and forgetting Jesus' words, "Judge not"? We don't like our motivations questioned. We don't like having our good name impinged or being questioned on why we're doing things. We remember, "Judge not." It goes beyond mere appearances, but it goes right into a first article, first commandment issue, claiming to be God. Because such judgments are taken, at least within this context, are for those with a divine omnipotence, which we might claim, but without right or ability. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about your professors who have their lives in their omniscient and icy grasps, although probably a good knowledge of Hebrew might soften Dr. Wenthe's heart a little bit, but I don't know about Dr. Pless. That's up to him. But Jesus brackets his judge not command with this discourse, the Sermon on the Mount, that shows the promise and the power of prayer of the faithful and the joy of being firmly in the hands of your loving God, and how true faith is played out and unfolds all its benefits. As the redeemed in Christ, there is one profound recognition that is by God's grace and by the selfless sacrifice of the very Son of God who preached exactly how he acted, judge not. Neither do I condemn you or judge you, Jesus said to the woman that was caught into adultery, and to each of us this morning. Thanks be to God that we don't have to stand under the judgment that was deserved, but are saved by the forgiveness as God's own, through God's own undeserved kindness, even when he can discern the thoughts of our heart. Our hearts are less than pure, that we have to confess. And the Lord provides those harsh words, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly. So you see, brothers and friends, when the state of perfection is reached within our own lives, then we too have the ability to judge others. But until that time, we have to depend on our Christ, receiving and giving forgiveness for our own sins and that of others. Now, all of this does not mean, of course, that discernment is not part and parcel of our lives as the redeemed in Christ. That, in fact, with discerning hearts, we cannot and should not fail to call sin a sin. And that's why Jesus warns just a few verses later, beware of false prophets. The crowds that were around that cross judged Christ, the sinner, deserving of death, but yet the discerning few could see the Lord of life, and that holds even for today. Today we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate him putting into action exactly his own words, judge not. That was spoken as the one who stood under and suffered judgment and condemnation and abandonment of his Father for your freedom and for mine, freedom from sin and death and the grave. And because of this, we can proudly proclaim and confidently proclaim as our status as the forgiven children of God, receiving the forgiveness from God's hands and giving that forgiveness freely and remembering to judge not, but to discern always. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.